Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how a planning inspector's rejection of plans for student flats may see a familiar scheme get the go-ahead, and how the city could be attracting developers. But first, a popular music venue is saved from closure.
A farewell party will be turned into a celebration after news that a well-loved Norwich pub will be saved from closure. The landlords at the Brickmakers on Sprowston Road have received confirmation of an offer of a new lease from EI Publican Partnerships, meaning they will stay on at the pub for a further 5 years. The offer follows months of uncertainty for the popular Norwich music venue, which started in September when the team behind the pub revealed they would step down at the end of January after lease talks with pub's owner broke down. The news sparked a huge reaction. A petition launched by the Norwich Evening News to keep the pub open was signed by more than 17,000 people, and a friends group was set up to help boost the pub's income. Now, following weeks of talks with EI, the team at the Brickmakers have received confirmation of an agreeable offer. Charlie South, one of the pub's landlords, said the new lease was a great way to start the new year.
House of Fraser has confirmed the date which the doors of its Norwich Anchor store in Chapelfield will close. A spokesperson for House of Fraser confirmed that the company was working towards a closing date of February the 23rd. The spokesman added, "We are aiming to relocate staff to other stores where possible." However, they would not confirm how many staff would be affected by the closure.
A man had to be pulled from the burning wreckage of a boat after it exploded in Thorpe St Andrew. The explosion happened moments after the vessel's engine was started at the Griffin Marina. It then caught fire and started to sink with a man on board. The Broads Authority said a member of public on a nearby boat managed to reach the casualty and pull him from the burning vessel. He was then taken to hospital with a serious leg injury, the ambulance service said. A Broads Authority spokesman said the boat's V6 engine had been filled with about 20 litres of petrol shortly before the explosion. Emergency services were called to the scene. The fire service had to use 5 litres of compressed foam to extinguish the flames. The authority spokesman said, "Unfortunately, the boat sunk in the basin beyond the Griffin Marina." Broads Authority Rangers undertook measures to collect and contain the foam in the water, and there was no other pollution visible. The authority said the vessel was insured and up to date with its tolls. However, an investigation is underway to determine whether any further action needs to be taken. A nearby boat suffered some fire damage following the explosion.
An appeal against Norwich City Council's refusal to allow flats for 152 students to be built has been dismissed by an inspector, but a similar scheme could yet get the go-ahead. City councillors last year turned down an application for the student complex on land currently used as a car park next to Premier Inn in Duke Street. People living nearby and the Inspiration Trust, which runs the neighbouring Jane Austen College, had objected to the proposal, with the school saying it would suffer from a loss of light. However, a scheme could yet get planning permission. In documents lodged with City Hall, the applicants say they have made changes based on the concerns previously raised and state it is considered that the benefits of this development will bring to regenerating this site will also outweigh the limited impacts on the amenity of neighbouring properties. But there have been 24 objections, including one from the Inspiration Trust. They said the revised scheme does have a reduced height, but it remains a large building out of scale with the majority of neighbouring historic buildings. The proposed building would remain excessively domineering on its environs, and particularly on the outdoor space at Jane Austen's College.
There are fears the county's museum service will end the financial year in the red after the sweltering summer saw people flocking outside rather than to the attractions. Between April and October last year, more than 30,000 fewer people visited Norfolk Museum Service's 10 sites than the previous year, with bosses holding the hot weather conditions responsible. Between April 1st and September the 30th, 2018, 233,005 people visited Norfolk's museums, compared with 266,605 people across the same period in 2017, a 13% decrease. The figure has led to concerns the service will fail to break even by this April, though it has still been described as a realistic prospect.
Companies stockpiling items in the event of a no-deal Brexit are causing such a shortage of good quality industrial space, agents are predicting rent rises that could make Norwich much more attractive to major investors. With warehouses in increased demand, combined with general shortage of supply of industrial space, including good quality offices, agents are hopeful of a hike in achievable rental prices. And while this is not such good news for tenants, it does make the city a much more attractive investment proposition for developers keen to see a good return. Prices are predicted to rise, making Norwich more in line with values achieved in other cities like Cambridge, and areas such as the fringes of London. Guy Gowing, managing partner of Arnold Keys, said, "We, as agents, don't know what warehouse stock is being used for, but it does seem that Brexit is having an impact, and it can also be a knock-on effect. Hauliers are 10 to 15% busier, and warehouses are getting full."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Rai Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.